With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. 100 years ago, the Indian Citizenship Act, or Snyder Act, was passed. Tori Dolan is a member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma and William H. Hastie Fellow at the University of Wisconsin Law School. She gave a presentation through the Madison Public Library reflecting on the milestone. Dolan explained that as early as 1817, some tribes signed treaties that included citizenship in exchange for leaving their tribal communities behind. Others remained non-citizens up until 1924, when the Snyder Act officially extended citizenship to all Native people born in the United States territorial boundaries. As citizens, Native people then qualified to vote and access welfare programs, but many state governments tried to stop them from being able to use those funds. Through the 1930s, Dolan says Native leaders had to fight hard to access New Deal-era programs they were legally entitled to.
I think it can kind of be comfortable to fall into this logical fallacy that, you know, we're on a steady progressive march towards justice and equality, but it's not always that linear or that simple.
Araya Breedlove is the public relations director for the Lac du Flambeau tribe. She said the tribe honors the strength and resilience of indigenous people before her.
For our tribe, while citizenship was a key step, we continue to face many hardships, from protecting our lands and resources to preserving our language and our culture.
Despite these challenges, she says they remain committed to a better future with rights and sovereignty for all their people. Incumbent Republican Representative Jeff Mersaw is running against Democratic candidate Ben Murray for the 36th District of the Wisconsin State Assembly. The district covers a portion of northern Wisconsin, including all of Forest, Florence, and Marinette counties, as well as parts of Oconto County. Mersaw is on a number of committees, including the Committee on Forestry, Parks, and Outdoor Recreation, and the Special Committee on State-Tribal Relations, both of which he chairs. WXPR tried to set up an interview with Mersaw, but was not able to do so due to the representative's scheduling conflicts. Democrat Ben Murray is challenging Mersaw. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to Murray about his perspective on a range of issues.
Ben Murray says he's running for assembly because he hit a point 2.5 years ago where he saw the government doesn't really do anything to support or help the people.
I'm just tired of career politicians that go down to Madison, sit around and collect a paycheck, and don't actually advance policy.
Murray says that school referendums put taxes on people who can't afford the burden and are already struggling financially.
I would work to overhaul the formula for funding our schools, and I would just, in general, work to make sure that our schools are funded fully by the state so that we do not have to put a greater tax burden on people at the municipal level.
WXPR talked with Murray about a range of topics, including climate change, housing, and abortion. You can listen to that interview here online at WXPR.org. Murray characterizes himself as a very moderate individual who believes that the more partisan gridlock we see in Madison, the harder people's lives become around the state.
Representative Mersaw has been in office longer than all but one assembly person. So I think that if y'all are tired of partisan gridlock, if you are tired of gaslighting and the lies that you get from the assembly, it is time to vote for someone new.
The election is Tuesday, November 5th. You can learn more about what's on the ballot and hear from other candidates with the WXPR Voter Guide. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
This week, local elections officials around Wisconsin will hold public stress testing of voting machines. It's a long-standing practice under state law, but clerks say it might resonate more in today's political environment. Mike Moen reports.
According to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, all municipalities must conduct a public test of their electronic voting equipment within 10 days of each election. Algoma City Clerk Aaron Miller says they're holding their viewing Tuesday morning this week. She describes it as a pretty detailed run-through.
We will take the voting machine out of the vault, and we will go through the whole process of putting the cartridges in the places where they're supposed to go, adding the safety seals, recording the safety seals, and then putting the test ballots through the machine to ensure accuracy.
In a recent Gallup poll, 57% of Americans said they're confident votes for president this year will be accurately counted. However, partisan gaps have widened, with faith and accuracy waning among Republican respondents. In a battleground state like Wisconsin, Miller says these tests are important so administrators can show how consistent they are in overseeing elections. Between work, family needs, and daily tasks, it might be hard for many Wisconsinites to attend a public testing. Miller says curious residents also are invited to watch the process unfold on election night as observers. As for the pre-election tests, she says they're a good training opportunity, too.
I have my poll workers put a blank ballot through so they can see what happens, you know, with the machine. I have them put a ballot that somebody maybe happened to overvote in a certain selection so they can see how the machine is going to react to that.
If something abnormal pops up during testing, state law requires local clerks to remedy the situation before voters can use that machine on election day. Administrators around the country have said they're relying on aging voting equipment, with calls to boost federal funding for that type of infrastructure. Miller says her team is lucky because their machines were recently upgraded. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
Merrill firefighters were able to knock down a basement fire at a duplex in the city Friday evening. According to a Facebook post, firefighters were called to 111 Pier Street in Merrill at 6:51 p.m. A person living in an upstairs apartment called 911 to say fire and smoke was coming from the basement. All residents were able to get out safely. Firefighters put out the fire and used fans to clear the smoke. Utilities had to be turned off to the lower apartment, but no one had been living there at the time. Residents of the upstairs apartment were able to return to their residence, so no one was displaced. Deer tend to turn up on roads more frequently this time of year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers to be alert for deer. Deer crash numbers typically increase in October and November in Wisconsin as more deer move around during peak mating season. Deer are most active during the early morning and evening hours. In 2023, there were more than 16,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin, killing 14 people and injuring 585 people. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.